Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today I'm going to read 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. The Lord said to Solomon, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." And then this quote, unknown from who, but which says, "When America was created, the stars must have danced in the sky." This morning, I want to take a pause from our look at Jabez as I remember a moment at the National Archives on a trip to our nation's capital a while back where we introduced our son, who was then a teenager, for his first experience, some of the history of our nation. As we listened to the curator explaining some notable things about the Declaration of Independence there at the National Archives, a document which was encased in a secure vault alongside the Constitution of the United States, chills and tears began to flood my emotions as he read from that noble document, the Declaration. "When in the course of human events," then he went on, "we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." I found myself with others there begin to stand a bit taller as his voice continued to soar as he continued reading those inspiring words when he said, "We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world, do solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states." And as he concluded that memorable moment for us, his facial expression and tone in his voice made the words seem as if they were his own. And for support, he said, of this declaration, "With a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." It was clear that what was before us was not just any document, but a memorialized legacy of ideals, determination, and vision, divinely inspired, and the fabric of the foundation upon which this great nation was founded. Before us was a document representing the lifeblood of valiant patriots, one whose fingerprint darkened through the ages could be seen on the page, no doubt etched there, as he leaned over to pen his name, knowing that by signing that great document, he was putting his life on the line, and that he stood to lose all that he had, including his wife and children, but for the sake of all that he believed in and all that he held dear, especially his wife and children, he signed it. And during this Independence Day week, in our journey as citizens of the United States of America, I have wondered if we are up to the same sacrifice demonstrated by those 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. Farmers and planters, merchants, lawyers, doctors, who when they signed that noble document knew full well that if they were captured by the British, it would mean the death penalty. But they still signed it because they had a dream for the future of this nation. And because no matter what you may hear to the contrary, in some circles today, they had a deep faith in God. I wonder if you remember what happened to them. I wonder if you realize the price they each had to pay to establish this sweet land of liberty for you and for me. Five of the signers were captured by the British as traitors, imprisoned and tortured. 20 had their homes ransacked and burned. 9 of the 56 fought and died from the wounds or the hardships of the war for independence. 1, a shipper and planter, saw his ships swept from the sea by the British Navy. He sold his home to pay his debts and he died bankrupt. 1 was so hounded by the British that he was forced to move his family constantly and keep hiding. His possessions were taken from him, and he was reduced to poverty. British soldiers looted the property of several others of the signers. At the Battle of Yorktown, another signer, Thomas Nelson Jr., seeing that the British General Cornwallis had taken over the Nelson home as his headquarters, quietly ordered his troops to open fire. The home was destroyed, and Nelson died bankrupt. Another, Francis Lewis, saw his wife jailed by the British, and she died from the hardships of that imprisonment within a few months. Another was driven from his wife's bedside as she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were destroyed, and for more than a year, he lived in forest and cave, returning home after the war to find his wife dead and his children forever vanished. These were not wild ruffians. These were men of means, educated men, but men who loved liberty more than they valued their own lives. They paid the price for us. Their families paid the price for us. They paid the price beginning at Bunker Hill, then Lexington and Concord, and down through Valley Forge. Men with burlap wrapped around their bloody, frozen feet and their muskets held under their tattered garments to keep them dry from the winter. They paid the price for us. And that's what the day we celebrate this week is about, to remember them and the vision, the dream of America they set before us 242 years ago. They made the first payment, and that payment has been kept up to date throughout our history. And the duty for the future of that dream has been laid at our doorstep. Keep those payments current. And I wonder if we're up to the task. I look around today in our streets, in our halls of Congress and states, legislatures, in the deception and dishonesty with some of the institutions that are designed to protect us, and I wonder. But then I look deeper, past the noise and the vitriol of some, past the hateful rhetoric and the personal agendas of others, and I can see noble patriots who believe in the dream, patriots who remember the sacrifice of our founders and all those since who stood in the gap for us. Is the dream of this nation worth the sacrifice they made? Those who have gone before have answered yes, and they answered with their lives. What will our answer be as individuals and as a nation to this fragile, noble dream of one nation under God? A dream still burning bright in the hearts of many of us from east to west and from north to south. A dream which has lit the flame of the torch of liberty throughout our history. A flame which will continue to burn brightly today and for all eternity, only as long as courageous men, women, and children awaken each day committed to stand as a moral force against the evil winds which seek to turn out the light from that torch of liberty. A dream woven in the tapestry of heroes down through the ages, America. A dream where we stand undaunted and equal to any challenge or attack from within and without, America. A dream founded upon a firm and unequivocal reliance upon and obedience to God, America. A dream which we must unashamedly turn to and return to for this generation and for those to follow, America. I wonder what you say about a country where children can still laugh together on the security of the folds of a red, white, and blue banner while the lights from fireworks display twinkle in their eyes. Perhaps you would say, God bless America. What do you say about a country that does all it can do to protect the rights of everyone, even those who would seek to destroy it? God bless America. What do you say about a country formed upon a firm reliance upon God? God bless America. What do you say about a nation where ordinary people within our midst rise up from towns large and small and from sea to shining sea and race to meet any need anywhere in the world without expectation of thanks or payment except maybe a small plot of land big enough to bury those who died while helping? How about God bless America? And I wonder what you would say about a country where the hope for a better day draws millions to our shores, like my grandparents who came through Ellis Island years ago simply seeking a chance at the dream of this great nation. How about God bless America? America, a fragile, noble dream of liberty, justice, freedom, and opportunity for all. What will we do with it? Not just during this 4th of July celebration week, but today and every day for the rest of our lives. America, it deserves and needs our protection. And those who have gone before us deserve our commitment to uphold and protect the dream founded under God, America. America is the last best hope for freedom, liberty, and opportunity in the world. Wouldn't it be a shame if we allowed it to be lost because we didn't care enough to protect the dream and lift the light high? When America was created, the stars must have danced in the sky. What a great quote, and true. And the stars surely did dance in the heavens. Our nation, our dream, the light of freedom, America, handed to us, to you and to me, to keep the flame burning brightly. Here's the question. Are we up to the task? Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for the reminder during this week of our incredible country, a country that ordained by you, a country that you've led through the years. Thank you. Thank you for blessing this country. But Lord, help us to turn back to you, back to who we are as a nation, our roots, and to remember what a great land it is, and to remember all that it can be, needs to be, and must be, not just for ourselves, but to honor, give glory to you, but also for the world. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.